I heard you!
Hey, hello?
Cooper, right?
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Why?
So if you guys have a good idea for a reality show, if your life is a good reality show, but you know what show I'd really watch? The Ken Show.
Cooper.
Cooper, I mean, Ken, I wouldn't watch the Cooper Show. I'd watch the Ken Show.
Well, it would have to be done under fiction because nobody'd believe my life.
That's what would be so great about it.
What I was going to tell you, though, is you're just talking about that Truman Show crap thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What you people don't realize is I've been doing something similar to that for years, except I don't think I'm in a reality show. But the funniest thing in the world to watch, go to a mall sometime, sit down on a beach, and just watch the people for an hour. You will laugh your butt off, especially the ones that don't think they're being watched and do stuff, like, maybe pick their nose or scratch their butt or something like that, you know?
Uh-huh.
And even when they catch you looking at them, especially if it's female, their whole body will turn red.
I gotta tell you, that's a good reality show.
Well, I mean, I used to, when I go to the mall with mom or, with one of my ex-wives or something like that, and I just sit there sometimes just sit and watch for hours and literally just roll laughing at the crazy things that people do. And riding down the road, especially in a truck, you'd be amazed at the things that you can see going on in cars as they go by you.
I gotta tell you, that's a very good idea. If you want to save money right now, if you don't have cable and you want to cancel your cable to save some money or turn your TV off, to save electricity, go to the mall and sit on a bench like Ken suggests. That's television.
I still want Chad for one day.
You want Chad for one day? You can have him.
We're gonna be Chad for a few days.
For one day.
You can have him for a whole week.
What would you do to him exactly?
I guarantee you, I'd make him squeal like a little girl.
I don't think we should do that. I don't think that's a good idea.
That's a good reality show. We can follow him around with a camera.
He will never be in any kind of danger. I promise that.
That would be a show for Bravo.
One time I'll scare him to the point that he'll squeal like a little girl.
Yep, that's for you and Chad, whatever it is you would do, that sounds like it'd be a perfect show for Bravo.
See, we're missing it right now. What we need to do is one day a week, Chad needs to hang out with Ken for about 5 hours.
Oh.
Then somebody follow him around with a camera and we'll put it up on YouTube. It'd be the Odd Couple.
Because I got to tell you, 5 hours of tape, that we can get 22 minutes of show out of there.
How great would that be?
The Ken and Chad Show?
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They could go do stuff that Chad likes and then they can go do stuff that Ken likes.
I'm not leaving my house.
Well, then Ken will have to come to your house with the camera crew.
Right.
We'll have to do it like that.
He can help me write CD reviews all day.
All right, so pitch us your life. We'll see if it would make a good reality show or not. Because I got to tell you, with the SAG strike, they need ideas. 877-626-6737 is the number. Hey, Steve.
Hello.
Steve, why would your life make a great reality show?
Well, there's me, my wife, her boyfriend, and her two kids all living in the same house.
I love it.
I love the premise. Go.
And I'm the only one working.
Now, how does it work out that your wife has you and a boyfriend?
Well, we're talking about getting a divorce, and she found somebody online, and he ended up moving in, and that's it.
And hilarity ensues.
Oh, yeah. I get to support everybody, and it's a crazy house at times.
Are there pets?
Yes, two cats.
How many kids?
Two.
We're going to need to also 17. Cast a potbelly pig.
Pardon?
We're going to also have to cast a potbelly pig.
Why did you let the boyfriend move in?
He didn't have a place to live. He doesn't work. He lost his job, so... I'm hoping he'll find a job and take her off my hands.
Oh, Steve, this is the greatest show on television. This would be the greatest show on television.
What is wrong with you, Steve? Where does he sleep?
Well, I sleep in the boys' room, and they take the master bedroom.
No.
The guy that doesn't have a job, and you're still married to your wife, and he's sleeping in the bed with her.
And it's your house.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
And did the kids call him uncle, or like, who do the kids think he is?
No, they know he's the boyfriend.
So who do they think you are?
I'm his stepdad.
Wow.
Did you tell your friends what's going on?
Oh, yeah, they think we're crazy.
Well, so do we.
Oh, you should hear her Periscope on me. Why are you letting him live there?
Why are you letting him live there, Steve?
So he can get a job and take her off my hands.
Makes perfect sense to me.
She doesn't work. They need an income, so as soon as he finds a job, which so far has been about 2 months with no luck.
See, Steve, this is perfect because we can the spinoff. I already hear the spinoff. So first, the show is you with the wife and the boyfriend and the kids and the cats living in the house. That's the show. And then the spinoff is we do like a Rock of Love thing with you. We send women to go live in your house and we pick one.
That sounds good. She says I can bring a girlfriend home if I want.
Can you hear noises coming out of the master bedroom?
Yeah, but I don't want to.
It's a very comfortable environment. What a lovely... Yeah, that's a reality show. There you go.
At least she found somebody with the same last name so she doesn't have to change her license if they get married.
Stop it. Oh, this show gets better and better.
And his first name is my middle name.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is good.
I'm physically sick.
What, really? I think it's a great idea for a show. I'd be glued to
but
the set.
But it's his life. He's not pitching a show. It's his life.
Well, you know, that's reality. I'd watch that sooner than I'd watch Paris Hilton's new BFF.
I'll wait until Thanksgiving when we all get together with the in-laws.
Now, let's see. Three's Company's already taken, so what do we call this show?
It's a nightmare.
That's the name of the show. It's a nightmare, starring Steve.
Welcome to my nightmare. Wow.
That's great, Steve. That's a great pitch.
You've got to keep us updated.
Yeah, you've got to.
Oh, I will.
I'm not even joking. We should send a camera crew over there immediately.
Right now.
God. That's the kind of show that people would watch and be like, it's scripted. There's no way this is really happening. There's no way that guy would let that guy be in the bed with that woman and live together.
They're not divorced.
I was on the phone. Why? What's the? I didn't get what the.
We'll tell you during the break.
Okay. We don't even know.
But I gotta tell you, Chad, it's good television. Oh. It's great radio. It's better television.
I'm intrigued.